Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America on Friday, November 21st, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I am Gibbs Dube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the death of 11 Zimbabweans at a gospel ceremony in Kwekwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 MW frequency and on the 4930-59440 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or at www.voashona.com and at www.voandebele.com.
It's a somber atmosphere here, especially in the identity suburb of Mbizo. Emotions are running high. Some of the people have really been expressing anger towards the police. They were saying actually what triggered this was that the police were prohibiting people from exiting through the wider gate, and they were forcing them to go through the smaller gate, and the stampede started then. Paname Muria ya Rachel Sunei Kumbivo 3 India Mumamskan Muskana Hangane Makore Kuminema Tanaki. She was 16. Gashika iko kwanza kwanza kuona ve mburi yake mchumbi wake uchiri kukweko hospital. Asinda kwanza kutaura na sekuru vake hanzvadzi yamai vake vakati vari kunzwa kurwadziwa zvikuru nefemhuri kuti varasikirwa naRachel. Vamutsanangura vachiti anga ari mwana anoperera aifarira zvikuru zvechechi.
Navadenyeko but ngokuzwa vami ngokuzwa wami kutwa avantu. Abantu babe lokuza babe siwa abanye be lokuza be kacha pezwa wofurao ichurao yawa.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about the death of Zimbabweans in a stampede in Kwekwe.
Some people have blamed the police for failing to properly handle the large crowd at Mbizo Stadium that attended a prophetic healing and deliverance ministries session led by church leader Walter Magaya. Police declined to comment on the incident.
About 111 churchgoers, including 4 Zimbabweans and at least 50 South Africans, died in a church ceremony recently conducted by Nigerian prophet T.P. Joshua.
What do you think about this issue? If you want to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
You can also send us a message on WhatsApp and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Ye, Mahlabe Zulu, lingalichona njani lapho likhona kuna ngaphoke ngemakhaya. Tinahapalo chonga isipone ngazani spilili.
Alamsangi apila.
Awubone ke mfowethu.
Yeah, but we are in mourning because of what happened in Kwekwe. Yeah, Zimbabweans never expected such an incident to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has plunged the country into mourning.
Yeah, kuzima kakhulu sibili sizwile ukuthi kulabantu khona ngale ke Mbizo Stadium eKwekwe. IKwekwe ke isenkabazwe khonapho ke eZimbabwe. Lapho kulabantu abedlula ijumi lanye esizwa kuthiwa ke bangani babhubhile engozini lapho kade kusenzwa khona umthandazo. Siyakwazi ukuthi kule mthandazo eminingi eyenziwe eZimbabwe jonga imthandazo yangikhona kuthiwa yileya yamaprofet ababehamba bekhulukhuluma bebiza abantu, and ukhanya ngazani kulabantu abaningi abajayele ukuya enkonzweni lezi. So ke omunye wethu okhulume labanye abangani balabantu ababhubhileyo bathi kukhanya ngazani abantu kade sebephuma enkonzweni khonapho, kodwa ke kwasekusiba lokuxokozela okuthize. Ye, kuthiwa sekuloxokozela khonokuyana abantu basebewisana abanye bagxobana sibini
nejurawo.
Ye, kulabanye kukhanya ngazani balimele sibula kumagama, kodwa ke amapolisa sithe sikhuluma labo lapha bangani abafuni bakhulume ukuthi kuhambe njani. Siyakhumbula ke eNigeria kwawa ke inkalakate ye-building, uyakhumbula nje ku-TP Joshua ngale abantu abaningi bafa sibili khona ngale kunzima lokujonga.
Hongu nhasi tiri kukurukura nezvetsaona inosiririsa yapinza nyika mukuchema zvichitevera kushaya kwevanhu vanosvika gumi neumwe chete, uye vakawanda vanonzi vakakuvarawo muchiitiko ichi mushure mekunge vanhu vatsikirirana pakubuda kubva nikati mu church kana kuti shondo yanga ichipinzwa ne mukuru we prophetic healing and deliverance ministries Walter Magaya zvinonzi pakavhurwa musuo mumwe chete kuti vanhu vanga vachibuda vakawanda zvine huwandu hatisina kunge takwanisa hedu kuti tiwane kuti vangasvika mazana mangani asi zvinonzi pakubuda mapurisa akati vanhu ngavabude nemusuo mumwe chete zvakaita kuti vanhu vatange kusundana nekutsikirirana vamwe vari kuti pakakandwa tiye gasi vamwe vari kuti pane chakaputika zvakaita kuti vanhu vapanike kusvika vanhu vazopwanya jurahoro ndofunga kupunzika vazita jurahoro ratsimbiriro vanhu vakawanda vamwe vachitsikirirwawo muchiitiko ichochi sezvataurwa nemumwe wangu Gibbs kuti chiitiko chiri kuitika nguva shoma kwabva kuitikawo chimwe chiitiko chinosuwisa kuNigeria pakaparara chivakwa chiri pasi pavaTB Joshua vanotungamirawo sangano ravo hombe rinozikanwa nevanhu vakawanda muAfrica asi zvakaitikwa ikoko kwekuti chivakwa chakaondomoka vanhu vakawanda vanodarika zana vakashaya pavanhu ivavo zvinonzi vanodarika makumi mashanu ndeve muSouth Africa mumwe chete ari chizvarwa cheZimbabwe hatinonzwa kuti akashayika ikoko saka toda kuti kurukure tichiona kuti zvii zvingaitwa mune ramangwana kudzivirira tsaona dzakadai kuti dzinge dzisingazodzokororoka tonzwana neGibbs
akuti sibize esilabo lapha ecingweni with what Mr. Cleopas Manamenge, who is an uncle of a young woman, Rachel Bazwinei, who actually died in that stampede. Mr. Manamenge, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Sorry that, we are really sorry that there's this death in the family. So can you just hold on there? We'll come back to you shortly. We also have Apostle Midian Dube, who is, with the Foundation of Life Ministries International. Apostle Dube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
I'm very fine. How are you?
I am well.
We also have Mr. Joseph Baganga. Baganga, am I right?
Dr. Joseph Baganga.
Baganga, uh-huh. He is the Director of Information with the Apostle Christian Council of Zimbabwe. Dr. Baganga, good evening.
Hello. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Very fine. How is Harare?
No, Harare is quite okay.
Yeah, so thank you very much and stay on the line, Chonga. Crossing forward.
Hongu, I want to swear a Gibbs. Nyaya tiri kutaura ndiyo inosuwisa asi pa hurukuro yatiri kuita tina va Cleophas Manamenge vanove hama yemumwe wevakashaya mutsaona iyi Rachel pazvinei akashaya mustambidi yakaitika kana mukutsikirirana imomo tinogamuchira ipachurongwa tinemi panguva yenyu yekuchema toita tina Apostle Median Dube vari vesangano reFoundation of Life Ministries International tinogamuchira zvakare pachurongwa pamwe chete na Dr. Joseph Baganga vanoshanda vari kudivire zvekuburiswa kwamashoko musangano reApostolic Christian Council of Zimbabwe tinogamuchira ipachurongwa totanga nekubvunza kuna vaCleophas Manamenge kuti chii chamungatsanangurira veruzhinji kuti vanzwe kuti chii chakatora nzvimbo
hongu nyaya yakaitika baba panezuva ramanezuro kwakanga kune gungano rava Magaya muMbizo Stadium saka nenguva dzakakwana kuita dzegumi ndopakapera svondo yava Magaya saka pavakatsanangura kuti vanhu ndopatapedzera pano tichisangana mangwana vanhu vakatanga kuchibuda saka kunobuda mapurisa akanga ari kuchengetedza runyararo akanga ari panze avhara main gate ndokusiya ka small gate kavaitiro vada kuzoverenga vanhu vanenge vachibuda mupedha nguvauti mapinda vanhu vangani asi ndinoona uri ignore kaitika ndokuti mapurisa akada kuverenga vanhu nepfungwa dzavo ivo vatadza kuti vaende papodium pana mufundisi Magaya kuti vakwanise kukumbira kuti vataure vanhu kuti tinoda kukuverengai saka musamanya saka vanhu pavakaona kuti vanhu hakuchisiri kufamba uku vanhu vakatanga kupusha uyu ari kumashure unopusha ari mberi ari kupushawo haachisina kukuenda saka vanhu kusvika pakupwanya jurahoro yestadium ikadonha saka zvadero ava vakanga vari mukati pavakanga vari kupusha mupurisa aiva panze akava overzealous unga haana kuona zvinhu zviri kuitika mukati wechichiriti kwakukanda tear gas the tear gas it was thrown kapinda jangu stadium mukati mevanhu but how stupid can you be kuti unokanda tear gas mune mwana mudiki mumuzwa mwana wema 1 month and the other lady who died was pregnant saka ino wazona kuti wega apa pakaita ignorance hokunyatso kuziva kuchengetedza vanhu vanobuda mukereke vanhu vakanga kubva mubhora and they were not even violent ava vanhu pavanga vari kubuda kudero musikuru wangu neumwe wakasanganawo nenhamo yetiegasi mumwe wake wakanga akamubata roko akamba aregeza paakaregeza uye anobva apufa nomunhu obva adonhera pasi vanhu vakanga vakawanda they were over 15,000 saka akatsikwa navanhu vese kusvika achoka musana ndobva afira ikoko kustadium pazvara nezuro ndo zvakaitika kustadium izvozvo
aiwa tinotenda rambai zvenyu muri parunhare vamanamike Gibbs.
What was he saying? Maybe some people didn't get him, you know, in terms of, yeah.
Mr. Manamike was explaining what happened. He said at around 10 p.m., that's when Prophet Magaya announced that the service was over and people were free to go home. And they were expecting, I think, to meet again today, as he usually in our culture, you say, we meet tomorrow or see you tomorrow.
Yes.
And when he announced that, people started streaming out of the stadium. But it is alleged that the police closed the main entrance into the stadium, and they opted to use a small gate. And they gave reasons for that as they wanted to count how many people attended that service. And in that process, the people started to jostle for exit because it was not announced when Prophet Magaya was still addressing people. Had they announced that police are going to count people, be orderly, he thinks that people could have heeded that. And when people started jostling, a police detail officer who was outside the stadium is alleged to have thrown tear gas to try and calm the situation. And I think this triggered the situation from what he's saying. And that's where this young lady, Rachel Pashinei, lost her life together with others. And some who were injured later died in hospital.
And I heard him saying that one of the people that actually died was pregnant.
Was pregnant, that's true. One of the victims was a pregnant woman. But he's blaming the police for all this.
Yeah, so we want to put it very clearly that we actually invited the police to come for the show, you know, but they declined. So we have that kind of problem. But before we proceed, maybe you can take a caller, then we can talk to Mr. Tom.
Tina mkoma Zimba, variku Shabani. Maskura say mkoma Zimba. Mkoma Zimba. Hello, muriku ndinzwa here? Ndofunga tine dambudziko nhare yamukomba Zimba haisi kunzwika Gibbs tichaita kuti tizame zvakare kuvabata
sakunza njalo ke siza kutinda kulangapo Zimba lapo kone eShabhani kumbosemashaba mine kulangale
sizamzama
sibili baba Dube uyazizwela la ukuthi ukuhambe njani nxa kusenziwa konke lokhu Dube amapolisa kwabe kumenjani njalo abantu nxa sokwenzakale into enje pho kuthiwani
my brother ngizobuhlungu kakhulu ngoba isikhathi esiningi sesizahlala singani sikhuluma ngamapolisa eZimbabwe. Ngiyakhumbula sikhuluma ngendaba yokungena kwabo kwishrine yamapostori eHarare. Kwenzakale kwenzakalayo. This is not the first time. Khumbula even igame yeZimbabwe versus South African National Sports Stadium. Zajikwa itiye gazi. Kwafa abantu abangaki 9-10 bafele stadium. Namuhla sebevalile futhi igedi elikhulu okumele liphume abantu khona obanika i-right yokuthi babala abantu abangene echurchi sebephumaulahle bekumele bayekele abantu baphume nxa bebefuna ukubabala bekumele babe khona bababale bengene ukwenzela ukuthi nxa sebephuma abantu bayabe sebejasa i-transport sebejasa ukubuyela ngikhaya abanye ngabasuke mhlawumbi obaba bengekho sebegijimele kuyaphela wena ngikhona ukuthi ufuna ukubabala so ukumanage ama crowd ukumanage abantu abaningi ukhanya ngani amapolisa lithi kuyasebenza lithi yabo lufana naye kube semabhoreni bayehluleka ukumanage abantu itiye gasi igibelwani amagedi evaliwe abantu sebephangiwe bengasaboni kabasakwazi ukuthi phambili kwenzakalani ngoba basemuva baboni ngani abaphambili bazimele bafuna ukuphuma kuna loko kushiwo ngabalaleli ukuthi bekumele bayecele umfundisi ukuthi ba-announce ukuthi abantu bangaphuthani bafuna ukubabala. Abantu bayabalalela ababafundisi ababakhokhelela. Angivele mina ngikisela ukuthola i-blame emapholiseni. And kuna loko elikusitshela khona ukuthi libabizile ukuthi babuye ku-program bala balelani nakungelika bayifihlayo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Dubeke. Ubambe ungayikatshana. What Mr. Dube was saying is that, you know, in most cases it's difficult for police to handle such large crowds.
Mm-hmm.
And he wonders why somebody would just fire the takers into the crowd.
Mm.
And he says maybe the police should have consulted Prophet Makaya to say, okay, tell the people what to do. They're going to handle the crowd in a much better way.
Well, that's
according
true.
To him, yeah.
That's true. They were going to listen to what Prophet Magaya was going to tell them because he was the person in charge of that service.
Precisely, that's what he said.
That's true. Dr. Paganga, I think you heard what two of our panelists have just said. What's your take with regards to this?
Hello,
Dr. Paganga.
Hello.
I think we've got a very difficult
one. I was saying, what's your reaction to what happened in Kwekwe and also taking into consideration what these two gentlemen have just said?
Okay, firstly, I would like to send on behalf of the Apostolic Christian Council of Zimbabwe, our condolence messages to the bereaved families and all the people who were injured in this stampede. Like what the gentleman has rightfully said to direct to us what actually happened. My message to the security forces, especially the police in Zimbabwe, is that the prophets like Makaya and Makaya, they draw quite a good number of congregants in their church ceremonies and services. To the extent that security must be tight to protect those innocent individuals who have gone there to attend church services and to receive God's messages from the men of God. So, if those people are not violent, they must be treated with a lot of courtesy and make sure that security is tight whenever they are entering platforms, as well as when they are going out, to make sure that they are safe. And make sure that all gates are widely opened and individuals will be running out. And there should be some wide consultation with the Prophet Magaya to, if they wanted to count the number of people, congregants who were there. And people should not be panicked to rush going out of home, but they could have gone there periodically and in a systematic way. So that's my comment to that effect, to say that in the future, police must treat those people with a lot of courtesy as Christians.
Rambai nyimuri parunare, tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you, Dr. Paganga. Tine muteereri Mukoma Mutakura, vari mumwe wevanhu vakanga vari kusangano irori kana kugungano rakaitika muMbizo Stadium kuKwekwe neZuro. Maswera sei? Taswera, tinonzwa kuti makava muriko kuMbizo neZuro. Tine urombo netsaona yakaitika iyi. Asi titaurirawo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro pechiitiko ichi. Makakwarisawo kubudawo sei? Mungatsanangura kuti chii chakakuponesaiwo patsaona iyoyi?
Ndakandiona
Saka pamakazoti mapanze muchizonzwa kuti vamwe vatoshaya mutsaona iyi makatambira sei chiitiko ichochi? Ndikakukumbirai kuti mungotsanangura zvamatsanangura izvi nechirungu zvakadi kuti mungotsanangura vanhu vanyatsonzwa kubva kwamwiri yemi semumwe akanga ari kweko. Thank you so much, Mukoma Mutakura. Tinoti nyika yese iri kuchema nemi mukwekwe. Vanhu vane minguva ino yekuchema. Gibbs.
Yes, we can hear what he's saying there. If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the death of 11 Zimbabweans in a stampede in Kwekwe, that is Mbizo Stadium, last night. These people were attending a church ceremony, as you have heard right now. And our guests are Mr. Cleopas Manameke, who is an uncle of one of the young women who actually died. Her name is Rachel Bazunei. She died in that stampede, Chonga. Then we've got Apostle Medium Dube of the Foundation of Life Ministries International. And last but not least, Dr. Joseph Pakanga of the Apostolic Christian Council of Zimbabwe. He's the Director of Information. We are having so many messages, Chonga, that are coming in. I think we can read one or two messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. So on Facebook, Mr. Manameke is still on the line. We are told he's there. Oh, we have lost him. So now we've got so many messages. One of those messages is from Patricia, who says, why wasn't Makaya involved in stopping the stampede? That's a question mark. Then we've got Talumba Arnold, who says, uMakaya ke uthatha ngapi amandla onke lawa ukuthi ayenze akwenzayo. So Talumba is saying, where is Prophet Makaya getting all the powers to do whatever he's doing? Then we've got a message from Bafana, who writes, it's a pity that to hear this kind of thing. May all their souls rest in peace, that is, those who died in the stampede. I extend my deepest condolences to the family and friends of the deceased. Then I've got Leon Nyasha, who writes, may their souls rest in peace. And police officers should not have done what they did. Then I've got Sheki, who writes, why would the police open only one gate with such a large number of people wanting to leave the stadium? I think that's another big question there. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything?
We have a lot to, this is WhatsApp, and one Anos wrote, you wonder if people are looking for deliverance or Minana. Hardships in Zimbabwe have caused people to resort to divine intervention, not realizing that they are the deciders of their destiny by just showing enough is enough. Then another writer said, whose name is Roy, he says, it's pathetic. Security measures should be taken before such big events, especially considering the size of venues. Then Patricia writes, I think people are now praying prophets, not God, because those people died. They wanted to see Magaya. Is he God? Why don't you believe in Jesus Christ, not a person like you? Then Rushidzo wrote, this is real, a sad event. We expect people to go to worship in order to be healed, not to die the way they did. I think togona kumbonzwa kuna Dr. Paganga. Tinoona kuti muZimbabwe maita machurch nevafundisi vakawanda zvikuru. Imi sangano renyu rine basa uri kuona kuti vanhu vari kufamba kana kushanda munzira dzinotsarukana here. Panyaya yakadai mune zvamunokwanisa here nge muchipindira sesangano pazviitiko zvakaita semachurch iwa.
Thank you very much. As a regulatory authority for churches, unfortunately, for Mr. Makaya's church, he is not an affiliate to us. And the advice that we give is to the extent that spiritual issues, they are very difficult to judge. The extent that the congregants that are going to Mr. McGrath's church, it's them who know whether they are getting the rightful service. He's growing quite a good number of congregants, and we thank him for the job well done to that effect. What must only be done is to make sure that he's doing it on earthly and godly lines, to make sure that the divine intervention that people are now seeking, today people are no longer interested in going to Nangas, but they are seeking for, as a Christian nation, they are seeking for God's intervention in all their undertakings. So we urge him to do it in a faithful manner, in a godly manner, where he is deriving his own powers. We can't judge it because God is very difficult. He sends his own messengers in different ways. So to that effect, we only urge him to do it in a faithful manner and make sure that the spirit of deliverance that he is getting and God is empowering him is maintained, protected, and preserved in a systematic and faithful manner for the benefit of all Christians who would be attending his services, and make sure that at least he is assisted in whatever he is doing, together with the police, the security officers, to maintain peace and order to the congregants in a broader and the systematic way. That's what I can say at the moment.
Thank you very much, Dr. Paganga. Let's go to you, Mr. Apostle Dube. Now, are people not being taken for a ride here? You know, do these prophets really do a good job? I know you're one of those prophets that is practicing this kind of,
It's really sad, my brother, because we seem to be asking the wrong questions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be a confirmation of Hosea 4, verse 6, my people die because of lack of knowledge. The Bible says in Judges, and I'm quoting and I'm holding Judges, chapter number 3, verse number 9. And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's young brother.
Uh-huh.
And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he touched Israel. So every time there is a situation in a nation, God raises a prophet for a particular reason. When the children of Israel were attacked by Midian, God raised a man called Gideon to save them. When the children of Israel were under the attack of a Midianite king, he raised a woman called Deborah. So in every situation, in the economic situation, in whatever environment, God raises a prophet.
Yes, Apostle Dube.
No people.
Apostle Dube, hold on there. I think you are coming in a very prophetic way. So just hold on there for a second. And Dr. Joseph Paganga, hold on as well. We wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners. And for those with access to the internet, you can actually visit us at www.voazimbabwe.com. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Toti vatereri variparunare. Rambaye makabata. Tukudzoka kwamuri.
Iye, Langton Ngube, Ongaika Chanaba.